Welcome to AC All Access here from Frickers on South Main Street in Adrian. Good evening, everyone. My name is Pat Hayes, sitting in for Ian Wendt, who is usually in this seat. But Ian on a little bit of a vacation this week, and he'll be back next week for AC All Access. I'd like to remind you that we are coming to you live from Frickers here in Adrian. And, of course, they've got some great specials going on here tonight. We have 79-cent wings. We have $6 personal pitchers. And, of course, they have a lunch special all the time here at Frickers. $6.99, it includes your drink. And that happens Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And, of course, this is Monday night, and this is giveaway night here at Frickers. They're going to give away an NFL jersey. Every Monday night here during halftime of the NFL game. And it's Denver and Cleveland going at it tonight. So if you want to come on out and see some great football. They have a special happy hour from 9 p.m. until close here at Frickers, located on South Main Street in Adrian. All right, let's get down to business here as we have four guests here tonight with us. First of all, we're going to talk with Blake Williams from the men's wrestling team. And welcome, Blake, to the broadcast.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're from Belleville, Michigan, went to Belleville High School. Tell us how you got started in the art of wrestling.
Well, first I started out as a baseball player. My mom played college softball for Henry Ford. And my uncle was big into wrestling in high school. So one day he just mentioned it to me. He's like, oh, you should sign up for the youth wrestling team. And we did it, and the rest is history.
So what did you like about it the most?
I like the physicality of it. It's a tough sport, very physically demanding, and I just like that aspect of it.
So how old were you when you first got started?
I started when I was about 7 years old.
7 years old. Well, yeah. Well, it shows here, as I know you've had a really good career here at Adrian College. Just looking down here this year, you're currently 10-1 on the season. Tell us about your year so far.
I'm having a pretty good year so far. I just recently beat the number one ranked wrestler in the country from Wisconsin, Eau Claire.
Quite a feat. I bet you felt good about that.
Oh, yeah. Very good. The thing is, I didn't know he was ranked until afterwards.
It probably helped.
It helped a lot, yeah. It's a little intimidating going out there and wrestling a guy who's ranked number one in the country, but I got the job done, and then after I realized he was a returning All-American and number one ranked. So.
Well, that's great. So far this year, you've had three pins, three technical falls, three major decisions, and one decision. So tell us about the pins and the technical falls.
Recently we wrestled Sienna, and I think I got a pin in the third period there, so 6 points for the team. So it goes pins are 6 points, tech falls are 5 points, and then major decisions are 4 points for team points. So, yeah.
And I see you beat Sienna pretty good last Wednesday, 47-5.
Yep. Yeah.
So that says a lot about your program.
Yeah, we have a very tough program, a lot of tough guys. I think we have like 14 seniors, something like that.
Wow.
And we only have 10 starting spots. So a lot of tough guys, a lot of seasoned guys who have been working really hard their whole lives.
How many weight classes are there in college wrestling?
10 weight classes.
Okay, so can you break those down a little bit for us?
Yeah, so we got 125, 133, 141, 149, 157, 165, 174, 184, which is my weight class, 197, and then heavyweight.
And are those prearranged on a yearly basis, or is that those the way they are though, all the time?
That's usually the way they are the whole time.
Okay.
Sometimes they change it by year, but not very often.
Yeah. It's probably based on, you know, how many people come out for wrestling and in those weight classes. Well, the heavyweight division, those guys really get after it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big guys. 285 is the max. So yeah. There's some guys that even have to cut down to that.
So yeah. Tell us about some of the guys that are on the team with you, some of the seniors that you came in with.
Yeah, I think my recruiting class was a really good class. We had quite a few starters even from, like, my freshman year. A lot of tough kids from all over the country, really. And they're a great group of guys. I made a lot of lifelong friends with these guys, and it's an honor to wrestle with them.
So what brought you to Adrian College? Was it specifically for wrestling?
Yeah, I pretty much came here for wrestling. It's pretty close to my hometown. There's a good team culture here, and the coaches are great. They were very keen on recruiting. Like, I would get Christmas letters all the time, and they would give me a weekly phone call. Very good recruiters.
Yeah.
And the coaches are great, and I love the team culture here.
Well, let's mention the coaches.
Yeah, so the guy who recruited me, his name's Ryan Morrison. He's gone now. He went to coach in New York. But Schindel, obviously, Coach Schindel, and then our assistant coach, Neiman. And then we have a alumni who graduated last year named Dylan Welbaum.
Okay. So, yeah. Now, women's wrestling now is coming into vogue now. Adrian College has women's team, right?
Correct, yep.
Yeah, do you know much about them?
Not too much about them. I know women's wrestling is growing, which is really good. And there's a lot of college spots open for women's wrestlers. So I think it's a good look for the sport.
Yeah. So as far as your goals for the year, have you met those goals, or are you pretty close?
My goal for the year is to All-American. So
okay.
I got close to it the past 2 years. I qualified when I was a sophomore and last year, but I can never quite place top eight in the country. So hopefully this year, it's what I've been working towards my whole life pretty much. And that's my main goal, is to All-American.
So what's the criteria in order to make All-American honors?
So there's one guy in each weight class that wrestles at regionals. The top three in the region qualify for nationals. And then from there, I think it's like a 18-man bracket, something like that. And then the top eight are the ones who All-American.
So are you pretty well through your season now? Or does it go into next year?
It goes into next year, yeah. National tournaments around March
okay.
5th or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I see your career record so far here at Adrian, 54 wins, 19 losses, let's see. You've had seven majors and technical falls 17. So that's a pretty good record.
Yeah, pretty good.
So you think this might be the year that you make the All-American?
I know it will be.
It will be. Well, yeah. that's a great attitude to have.
Yeah, I've been working very hard for it. So.
So tell me what your practices are like for wrestling.
Yeah, we have a routine every week. It starts out with a little warm up we do, and then it just depends on the day what kind of drills we're doing for that day, whether we're focusing on cardio that day or just drilling. But we have a good little routine set up, and we work hard every day.
That's great. Tell us what your major is now that you're a senior. You're going to be graduating.
Yeah. I'm getting a degree in business management.
Okay.
So, yeah. I initially came here for bio. I did like two semesters of that. Realized I didn't really like that as much.
Mm-hmm.
So I switched over to management.
So what do you hope to use with that degree?
Yeah. My dad owns a construction company.
Oh, okay.
So I plan on kind of taking over his business eventually.
Oh, great. That's great. Well, I see here that the team competes this weekend at the Messiah Invitational. Can you tell us about that, where it's being held at?
Yeah, it's some college in Pennsylvania. We've never done this tournament before, so there's not much I can tell you, but I know Pennsylvania is one of the tougher states for wrestling.
And also, you're going to be getting ready to go to the Kalahari Duels. That's next weekend to end the semester.
Correct, yeah. Kalahari is probably the most fun tournament we do. We go out there, have a good time, and then afterwards, all the guys go hang out at the water park. And it's a great time, it really.
That's down in Sandusky, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a great place to go then.
It is, yeah. I guess the tournament's being held near Cedar Point this year. Usually it's at Kalahari, but
mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So tell me about some of the toughest wrestlers you've come up against in your career.
It's been quite a few. A lot in the room, especially. I've had a lot of tough room teammates that I've had to wrestle off over the years, and this year quite a few tough guys, like that guy from Wisconsin, ranked number one.
Yeah.
Pretty tough match. Yep. I've had a lot of tough
so
guys.
So he's probably going to be an all-American too, you think? Or?
Probably so. I know he took third last year, but.
Yep. Tell me about some of the other schools. Does every MIAA school have wrestling program?
Not everyone. I know like Kalamazoo doesn't, like Calvin. It's mainly just Trine, Elma, Olivet, Albion, us. I think that's it.
And so who's at the top of the standings?
The past 2 years, it's been us.
Has been.
And
you.
I know Olivet had a pretty big winning streak there. So, like, we haven't won the MIAA championship for 50 years until we just recently won it in 2022, I believe it was.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So who's the toughest league opponent?
This year, usually it's Olivet, but this year Albion's been looking pretty tough. So we'll have to game plan for that, maybe watch a little film, and hopefully the guys can get it done again.
Okay. So I think you got finals coming up here in another week or so.
Yeah.
So you going to have a little time off, or you still practice?
We still practice over break, for sure, getting ready for Kalahari. I think we got like 14 or 15 days off. For that.
So do you stay here or you go home?
Yeah, we stay here. Stay here and train. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Coach has dinner at his house for all the guys, and it's a pretty fun time.
Well, that's great. So the chemistry and the camaraderie on the team is pretty good.
Very good. Yeah, I love it. We're all pretty close. The team has its own cliques, meaning like its own friend groups, but everybody gets along pretty well. And we have a good time every day.
Yeah. Now, did you play any other sports in high school?
In high school, no. A little bit of martial arts, but other than that, pretty much just wrestling.
All right. So wrestling has been your focus then.
That's right.
for quite a few years.
Yeah.
Anything you can do with that after you graduate?
Possibly coaching. I know my high school is looking for a head coach soon.
Okay,
here.
Yeah.
And so maybe coaching. Definitely, I'll probably have my kids wrestle one day. But other than that, not too much I can do with that.
All right. Well, Blake, we want to wish you the best of luck on the remainder of your stay here at Adrian College, and best of luck in those tournaments coming up this weekend and the week after.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Blake Williams, men's wrestling team here from Adrian College. You're listening to the AC All Access Radio Show here on 96.5 The Cave. 965thecave.com. We'll be right back.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
It's a whole weekend of men's and women's hockey happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Arrington Ice Arena. And the women's basketball team will face Alma Saturday afternoon at 3.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces too.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
It's a whole weekend of men's and women's hockey happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Arrington Ice Arena. And the women's basketball team will face Alma Saturday afternoon at 3.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces too.
Back here on AC All Access. Welcome back to Frickers here on South Main Street in Adrian. And want to remind you that tonight, specials, $6 personal pitchers and 79 cents wings. Can't beat that. It's Monday night. It's that's the specials here at Frickers. Of course, at lunchtime, you can get the $6.99 special. It includes a drink. That's good Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. And, of course, we have happy hour tonight from 9 p.m. until close. Come on in and watch NFL football here. The Browns and the Broncos are going to go at it here at about 8:15, 8:20 here. All right, back to our guests with us tonight, Mackenzie Villard.
Yep.
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
All right. And you're in the ACHA D1 hockey program here at Adrian College. Been doing pretty well.
Yep. Yeah, we're doing pretty well.
Is your team that won the national title last year?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank
that
you.
That had to be a wild experience.
Oh, it was quite unreal. Just crazy experience, like literally have no words to describe it.
So you're a senior and you're from Fenton, Michigan.
Yep.
Tell us about why you came to Adrian College.
So funny thing is, I played my first 2 years out at Endicott College out in Beverly, Massachusetts. So I transferred in last year as a junior, kind of chose to be closer to home, and I wanted to play for a better hockey team and play for a team that had a chance at the national tournament. So.
Well, you picked a good year to do it.
I definitely did, yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Well, so far this year, 6 goals, 5 assists, 11 points in 19 games played this season. So you're pretty well into the season.
Yeah, we are. We start pretty early. It was a big change from playing NCAA to ACHA, because you start early. You kind of start right when you get back to school. So we've played quite a bit already.
So you play forward.
Yes.
So you shoot the puck pretty good.
I try to, yeah.
Well, that, you know, the forwards got to do that.
Yeah, they do.
So
they really do.
Tell us about your teammates. Obviously, some good camaraderie, some good chemistry on this team.
Oh, 100%. Coming in last year, I mean, obviously we have a lot of seniors on our team, but the team culture is something that I absolutely love about our team. Like, we always are kind of building each other up. No matter who I end up playing with, I, like, feel comfortable out there with them. Currently, I'll shout out my teammates, Mac Parent and Nalia Wood. They're some great people on and off the ice. So.
Well, you got to trust your teammates.
Mm-hmm.
You got to
know
where they're going to be when that puck comes around. But anyway... I was just reading here your bio that you've got a pretty good honor coming up here after the first of the year. You've been selected Team USA for the 2025 FISU World University Winter Games in Torino, Italy.
Yeah.
Wow. How did you get that?
I don't know. I mean, I was lucky enough to be selected by some other ACHA coaches. I was reached out to by Lindsay Ellis. She's coaching right now at Arizona State, and so she's the head coach for the team, and she reached out to me and was like, we want you. So,
and it says here a couple of your teammates are going to go too.
Yep. Riley Jessigarelli and Gianna Miranda. So,
wow, that's got to be a great honor for you.
Yeah.
And do you know what the criteria was that they picked?
I mean, I think what I heard is, like, a lot of the coaches put in suggestions. Like, our old coach last year, Carter Clark, he put me and a few others down. And the coaches kind of just went through that list, looked at who they liked and whatnot, watched film. They had, like, several Zoom meetings with coaches and people. And it's funny because one of the coaches I trained with this summer was reached out to, and he was like, yeah, like, I love her, like, whatever. So they definitely did their research.
Great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell us what your strong point is at forward.
I mean, so currently I'm playing center, so I feel like I'm a very defensive-minded forward. Mm-hmm. Granted, I do have a good shot. I try to use it as much as I can. But I think one thing is, like, I have a very good hockey sense, and I kind of know where to be on the ice, I feel like sometimes I'm two steps ahead of my teammates, but at the same time, like, it's kind of good in other senses.
Well, that's great. Of course, the tournament will kick off January 11th of next year. That's not too far away.
No, not at
so
all.
So do you know what the itinerary is and what you're going
to
be doing?
A little bit, yeah. So we actually head to Albany, New York, January 6th. So I got to fly in there. And then we will kind of train, practice as a team, get to know each other, get all our equipment and whatnot. And then we fly out as a team January 9th. And we head out there. We don't have a complete itinerary yet for, like, when we get to Italy, but I do know we're playing, we're playing Japan, we're playing Czech Republic. There's a few other teams, but unfortunately not playing Canada in the first round, but could meet them in the tournament. So
what a great opportunity to meet other hockey players from around the world.
Yeah.
It's got to be exciting just to think about it.
Yeah, it's... I'm excited. I mean, I've never been to Europe before, so I'm super excited to get out there. Granted, I think I'm a little nervous just because they speak a different language. Like, it's going to be a different culture, but I'm excited to kind of just experience it.
So you said you wanted to play Canada. So could you possibly play Canada?
I think we could, yeah. So if we do well in, like, the first round, round robin, we could end up seeing them in quarterfinal, semifinal. All depends on how we do. So,
well, it says here on my cheat sheet here, you're currently 15-3-2 on the season, 5-0 in the CCWHA conference, undefeated. Yep. Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah.
So, who were some of those teams that you got those five wins from?
So a big one was probably U of M Dearborn. We swept them in the weekend. It was a close kind of first game. Second game, I think we came out pretty strong. I had a goal in that game, fortunately. Some of our other conference, I think Lake Superior State, we also swept them. I think, yeah, most of our in-conference, I think the only one we might have, it was like an overtime loss, but that was Indiana Tech, and they technically aren't, like, a part of our conference.
Yeah.
Like, they are, but they aren't.
Sure.
But, yeah, so we've got some good sweeps.
So tell me, when did you start skating and learning what this hockey game is all about?
So I started playing hockey when I was 5 years old, so a good 15, 16 years ago. My mom wanted me to learn how to skate, so she took me to learn to skate, and I saw a bunch of kids playing hockey on the ice, and I was like, I want to do that. And my mom was like, you want to play hockey? I'm like, yeah. Like, I want to play hockey. So, I mean, stepped on the ice and started playing hockey, and I've just played it ever since and loved it.
What did you like about it?
I don't know. I liked how it was different, I guess. I liked the competitiveness, just how, like, I felt like I played, like, a bunch of other sports, but out of all the sports, like, it was my favorite. Like, making the long-lasting friendships, meeting so many new people, and just... I think the environment that, like, hockey has. Yeah. So
now, did Fenton have a girls' hockey team?
No. So I grew up in Dearborn, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I was born and raised there. Kind of played boys' hockey growing up, just like kind of any other girl does.
Yep.
But played boys' hockey up until about probably, I would say, 8 year, 10 year is when I started playing girls. I started off in Livonia. So kind of played there, and then that's when I kind of moved out to Brighton-Fenton area. So I played for the Kensington Valley Ravens, and then finally I ended up and stayed at Honeybaked.
A lot of hockey teams over in that Detroit area.
Yes, yeah.
It's very, very competitive, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Growing up, like, playing Honeybaked, it was, like, our rival was already – or, like, it was always Little Caesars, but we'd play Beltire and Meyer, too, and it was just –
yeah.
It was very good competition.
Yeah. Well, it says here you got some final games coming up for the semester. You got a home-and-home series coming up with Concordia University, who's unfortunately this is their last season.
Yes, it is. We were saddened to hear that just because we obviously played them every year, so we were like, oh, we're losing some competition. I think we won both games last year, but, I mean, they did put up a good fight. And, I mean, we'll see what happens. I know a lot of the girls are almost graduating or, like, will transfer and play for another team. So
we understand that Siena Heights is going to absorb that
yes,
program.
Yes, yes, so I did hear that.
You may be playing Siena Heights then. That
yep.
That would be interesting.
I know, yeah.
We don't have football yet, but we got basketball, and then hockey would be another compliment. Would be great.
Yeah, and especially in Adrian, having Adrian versus Siena Heights.
Wow.
That'd be a wild game.
Wild game indeed. Well, let's see here. One thing I haven't asked you is, what's your major?
Exercise science with a minor in psychology. So,
okay, what do you plan on doing with that?
So I know it's exercise science. I was originally thinking the PT route, but that's a lot of schooling still.
I have a granddaughter that's in that program.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm still considering it. I might go back to it, but right now I'm really, like, I really want to coach. And I want to, like, continue with, like, girls hockey and kind of just give back to, like, the community I grew up in. Probably my biggest goal is to, like, coach professionally. So that's the end goal, but we're hopefully going to work my way up and kind of go from there. So.
All right. So the semester is coming to an end, but hockey doesn't end at the semester. You go into second semester?
Yep, we do.
So how many games you got left on your schedule and, roughly, and when do you start the playoffs?
So roughly, I want to say we play a good 30, 35 games. Like, it's quite a lot. We'll come back in January, unfortunately. I will be coming back a little late because of Italy. But we've got about 4 or 5 games in January, play a few weekends in February, and then end of February is kind of when we hit our playoffs. So we'll play then, and then we kind of get a little bit of time off, and then Nationals are like mid-March.
Okay, so... pretty good chance you're going to be in the finals this year again?
I hope so. I mean, that's the goal. I mean, obviously we did it once. We want to do it again, so.
Wow. Well, you certainly had a great career here at Adrian.
Yeah, thank you.
And, you know, the team aspect of it is, there's nothing like it, right?
No, not at all.
You've gotten to know a lot of different hockey players during your course of your 4 years here, and probably lifelong friends.
Yes, yeah, 100%. And that's a lot of my younger teammates are like, oh, like, Villa, you get a fifth year, you get a fifth year. I'm like, we'll see.
Could you get a COVID year?
No, but as, like, playing ACHA, you can get 6 years, I think it is, or how many years, like, you're at the school. Mm-hmm. So if I were to do a master's here at Adrian, I could play another year of hockey.
Okay.
But kind of still up in the air about that.
But. Maybe we'll be talking to you again.
Yeah, maybe.
You never know. But, well, certainly, Mackenzie, we want to thank you and congratulations on being picked to go over to Italy to represent the United States.
Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Yeah,
Appreciate it.
All right, that's Mackenzie Villard.
Villard.
I knew I was going
to. No worries, you're good.
Well, good luck to you, Mackenzie.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to AC All Access Radio Show right here on 96.5 The Cave. Don't go away. We got another guest coming up here right after the break.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
It's a whole weekend of men's and women's hockey happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Arrington Ice Arena. And the women's basketball team will face Alma Saturday afternoon at 3.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too. Don't forget the ball sauces too. Ball sauces too, ball sauces too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces too.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
It's a whole weekend of men's and women's hockey happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Arrington Ice Arena. And the women's basketball team will face Alma Saturday afternoon at 3.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the four sauces, too. Don't forget the four sauces, too. Four sauces, too. Four sauces, too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, four sauces, too.
And welcome back to AC All Access. Pat Hayes, your host tonight, sitting in for Ian Wendt, who is on vacation. And we want to remind you that we've got some great specials out here tonight. 79-cent wings, also $6 personal pitchers. And tomorrow, if you want to come out for lunch, they have a lunch special, $6.99. It includes a drink. It's good Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Tuesdays, it's 89-cent wings. Wednesday's special is a $7.99 sirloin steak dinner. And on Thursdays, it's $7.99 frickin' chicken chunks right here at Frickers, located on South Main Street in Adrian. Don't forget, this is Monday night. It's giveaway night. They're going to give away an NFL jersey at halftime of the Cleveland-Denver game, which you can watch right here at Frickers on their large screen TVs. All right, let's move things along here. We have another hockey player with us tonight, Matthew DeCesare. Did I get that right?
That is perfect.
All right. Yeah. Well, Matt, you're in the ACHA Division I hockey here at Adrian College, and you're doing pretty well this year.
Yeah, I'd say so. We're having a pretty good season so far, so can't
ranked,
complain.
Ranked number two this week in the polls.
Yep.
And let's see, looking at your record, 14-1-2 on the season, 4-0 in the GLG conference record.
Yep.
What's the GLG?
So it's the GL6.
Oh, GL6, I'm sorry.
So that's
the Great Lake 6, then.
Yes, so that's okay. A new division or conference, if you want to say that, they put in this year.
Okay. So you're a senior, you're a forward, and from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Yep.
So I'm sure you had skates on when you were very, very young.
Yeah. I'd probably say about two, 3 years old, something like that, yeah.
I know all those old hockey players that they say, probably as soon as I could walk, I could, even before I could walk.
Yep, exactly.
But, of course, the home of hockey up there in Canada. And what brought you to Adrian College?
So playing juniors, you obviously want to move on to the next level. And playing college hockey in the States was something that I've always dreamed of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I've had some friends here who are – already playing for the teams, and the more I talked to them, the more it kind of persuaded me into ultimately coming to Adrian in the end.
Well, that's great. So far you've got 7 goals, 4 assists, 11 points in 17 games so far this season. You're the assistant captain, so tell us what your responsibilities are as assistant captain.
I'd say, obviously being a leader on and off the ice, bringing in our younger guys, making them feel more accustomed to how we do things around here. Being a good human being on and off the ice, no matter where we are.
What type of leader are you?
I wouldn't say I'm the most vocal person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a lead by example,
Okay. Kind
of more on the silent side. But ultimately, I think that, leading by example sometimes gets the message across as opposed to just continuously talking all the time. So I try to just lead by example, be a good teammate, a good leader for all the guys.
So you spent your 4 years here?
Yes.
Okay. And Tell us about the team. It sounds like you got the chemistry pretty well down here, as your record would indicate. And usually a winning team has got some pretty good players, plus the camaraderie is good. Tell us about it.
There's not a whole lot to say. I mean, we're, just picking up kind of where we left off from last year, coming off a, obviously, national championship win. The group that we brought in, our freshman class, is really good, as well as a couple transfers who came in. So they've been a huge help for our team in general. Plus, we have our core group, I'd say, from the years previous. So, I mean, it's a very tight-knit group. We, we love each other. We care about each other. We'll do anything that we can to win, and it's showing right now.
How many players are on your team?
I believe we have 31 total.
Okay, all right.
31 total, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So does everybody dress when you go on the road, or?
So not everybody dresses when we go on the road. Usually we'll have our set roster, and then a couple of guys will bring their bags just in case, one of us goes down or we can't play or we get hurt. So not everybody's always playing.
So who's the toughest team in the GL6 that you go up against?
We've had some pretty good rivalries with a lot of the teams in our conference. Purdue has been a little bit of a challenge for us. Grand Valley always gives us some good competition. Regardless of who we play, we always go in with that mindset that we're the best team.
Yep. Well, you got to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're going to win.
Yeah.
Tell us about your coaches.
Our coaches, Gary, Dougie, and Fife. I mean, they're awesome. They're their work ethic and their determination, drive us, I'd say, to be the team that we are. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're putting in the work every single day, and that only makes us want to work more and work harder and. I have nothing but good things to say about our coaching staff.
That's great. Team goals, individual goals. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Team goals. So we usually have four team goals that we strive for every year when we come in. So top four ranking, finishing the whole year, number one in our conference, winning our conference championship, and then obviously a national championship at the end of the year.
So you won it last year.
Yes.
How did that feel?
There is no better feeling than hoisting that cup at the end of the year. I mean, for me, it was a surreal feeling. I still remember the day like it was yesterday. It's honestly a dream come true.
Have you been to the mountaintop?
We have.
And it's probably difficult to get back there a second time.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult to get back there a second time. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm more than confident that we'll have no problem with getting back there and doing it again. I mean, you have to have the confidence to succeed if you want to get the job done.
Well, the final game of the semester, you're going to take on at the Arrington, you're going to take on the University of Michigan Dearborn.
Yep.
Tell us about that that series.
So we played them, I believe it was last week, so we went to their arena, and we did, I'd say, pretty well. I think the score was a 7 or 8-0, so we really took it to them. We always have a good rivalry with them. They always bring it just because, we're Adrian. We have the target on our back. We've been competing with them back and forth for years now, so that should be a good series to finish off the semester.
How is it playing at the Arrington versus all the other rinks, all the barns that you go to?
Yeah, I mean, we are very, very grateful and fortunate to be playing at the Arrington. In my opinion, it's the best rink in our whole league. The atmosphere is incredible. I don't think there's anything better than having a Thursday night home game at the Arrington. Nothing compares.
Yeah, that's great. Tell us what your major is and what you're going to be doing.
So I'm a professional sales major.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm studying that. We have a family business back home, so I'm kind of branching out into the sales field, kind of the more social aspect of that whole
thing.
That's
kind of a new major, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Within the last couple of years, yes.
So you're going to like going out and selling things?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a very social person. I like to talk, so mm-hmm. I feel like that's kind of right in my wheelhouse, per se.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's yeah. great. So let's see. Coming to the end of the semester here, but your season is far from being over. You got a few more games up through March, I believe, and then you yep. get into playoff time.
Yep. Yeah.
So tell us about the playoff system as far as your ACHA division is.
So we go into our conference playoff series, obviously, and then so I believe it's three games. So this year we're actually fortunate enough to host our playoffs.
Oh, nice!
Which will be awesome. So we have that, you know, that home home rink advantage. So I believe it's just sudden death. You lose, you go home, you yep. win, you keep going, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, pressure is good sometimes, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to take pressure as kind of a motivator and, you know.
How many players did you lose off of last year's team?
Five, I believe, graduated. So
okay, and how many freshmen did you bring in?
So we always usually bring in more freshmen sure. than mm-hmm. players we lose. Mm-hmm. I believe it might be 7 or 8, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. a number around there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Including transfers as well, but sure. we technically don't include yeah. transfers. As yeah.
One other question I wanted to get your opinion on. I know this has been in the news about, I guess it's professional hockey players in Canada
yep.
coming and will be able to play at colleges like Adrian
yep.
and everybody else in your conference. Your feelings on that?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of more recent news. It's I'd say it's exciting because, you know, obviously now more players have more. I mean, you're able to go to, you know, if you start off at a Canadian school, per se, a lot of the time back in, like, before this whole new rule, you weren't able to.
Right.
Like, that kills your chances of playing in college or the States or whatever. So now you have that opportunity, right? And I think, honestly, I think it's really good for the league as a whole because the league's only going to continue to get better. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely something to look forward to as
well,
the years
great.
Come on.
Well, Matthew, we want to thank you for coming in and talking with us tonight here at Frickers, and want to wish you the best of luck in
appreciate
the rest
that.
Of the season and bring home another national championship.
Thank you very much. Yeah, right. We will certainly try.
All right, great. We're going to pause for a couple of messages. We'll be back with our final guest here from Frickers, located on South Main Street in Adrian. You're listening to AC All Access on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
It's a whole weekend of men's and women's hockey happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Arrington Ice Arena. And the women's basketball team will face Alma Saturday afternoon at 3.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces, too. Don't forget the ball sauces, too. Ball sauces, too. Ball sauces, too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces, too.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
It's a whole weekend of men's and women's hockey happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Arrington Ice Arena. And the women's basketball team will face Alma Saturday afternoon at 3.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
And welcome. Welcome back to AC All Access. Pat Hayes, your host tonight, sitting in for Ian Wendt, who is coming back from vacation, I think, tonight sometime. But we're here at Frickers, located on South Main Street in Adrian. Want to remind you, Monday night is giveaway night here at Frickers. An NFL jersey will be given away at halftime of the Denver-Cleveland game, which you can see here. We're looking at the pregame show right now, so that's about another half hour, 45 minutes before we get into that one. But the special tonight here at Frickers, $6 personal pitchers. We have 79-cent wings. And, of course, if you're coming in for lunch tomorrow, come on in for the $6.99 lunch special. It includes a drink, and it's good Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. On Tuesdays, it's 89-cent wings. Wednesday, you can get the sirloin steak dinner for just $7.99. And you can get, on Thursday, $7.99 frickin' chicken chunks right here at Frickers on South Main Street in Adrian. Don't forget, happy hour tonight from 9 p.m. until close. Come on in to watch NFL football and have your favorite beverage. Well, right now we're going to welcome in to AC All Access Mike Prang, the Sports Information Director at Adrian College. And Mike, we're going to kind of go down a recap of the fall activity in sports here at Adrian College. And a lot of great stuff happened this year.
Yeah, a lot of it, and we're only halfway through almost.
Yep, football, you know, started out 5-0, I think, and it ended up 6-4. One of the better years we've had in a few years.
Yeah, definitely, and good year for first year head coach Joe Palka. He brought in a lot of transfers and everything like that. We had a transfer QB that turned out to be great. A running back turned out to be great. A couple wide receivers, so a few all conference selections as well. So.
Yeah, but tell us about those all MIAA selections.
Yeah, Isaiah Simon and Mike White earned first-team honors. Isaiah Simon, offensive lineman, he is going to be an all-region nominee as of tomorrow. I found out from our coach that of all the sacks we gave up this year, which actually wasn't too many for being a 6-4 team, Isaiah Simon's guy did not sack our quarterback one, so he's a heck of an offensive lineman. Mike White came in, another transfer, and on the defensive line, and he was a presence for sure. I mean, a lot of tackles, obviously enough to get first-team all-conference. Jalen Wallace, wide receiver, he had a heck of a year, over 700 receiving yards, led the team in touchdowns. He had second-team all-conference, and then Randall Broom as well on the defensive line. He was kind of a threat on the other side of the line from Mike White.
Well, quite a football season, and Coach Palka got to be happy with that. And looking to the future, football looks pretty promising.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they do a great job recruiting, and you know, one thing that Coach Palka wanted to do when he first got here was recruit a lot more locally. And you know, I mean, you see all these great high school programs. You know, Hudson's a big one, for example. They have a lot of good athletes, and we didn't have so many people within Lenawee County, so. Coach Palka really wants to bring in those local guys, you know, even as close as Toledo and everything like that, and bring in some good ball players.
A lot of skilled players in Lenawee County, and you know, a lot of them have gone on to play at other schools, and, you know, why not keep them right here in Lenawee County?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're trying to win the MIAA, and, you know, I feel like some schools that are in our conference are recruiting Lenawee County kids, so why not us? And, you know, good reason to keep them close.
MIAA expanded this year too with the addition of Defiance College.
No, they went NAIA.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Was there another expansion team?
No.
No,
MIAA stayed the same.
Okay, all right. My bad. Let's talk about some other sports here. We have women's soccer, 12-5-1. And a pretty good season for them.
Yeah, definitely. They made it to a conference tournament once again. Nathan Kronwetter doing a great job. He's got some really good girls on that team. Anna Marie Fosman, Fosman. She's a huge threat on attack. I mean, a big leading goal scorer. You know, other people are like Kelsey Zoli. She was another first-team all-conference. Josie Huber, midfielder, kind of on defense as well. She was second-team. And then first time we've ever won this award, Emma DelZacchio won the MIAA Sportsmanship Award this year. So,
well, that's a nice award to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as golf is concerned, a little bit of a struggle this year for both the men and the women.
Yeah, we're kind of halfway through the pack in the conference. I mean, the majority of the conference season happens in the fall, and then they have their break spring final, which is a two-round event in the spring. So,
when do they start up again in the spring?
They will go down to North Carolina every year during spring break, so that's end of February into early March. So they'll do a couple non-conference tournaments down there, come back up here for a few non-conference tournaments, and then the spring finals at the end of the year, and whoever's leading the conference at the end of all those rounds will be the automatic qualifier for the NCAA tournament.
So there's still a chance.
Still a chance. Just a lot of strokes to make up for only two rounds.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
We've seen weirder things happen in sports.
Tennis showed some early success, but conference season will be in the spring too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they played a couple non-conference matches this fall. Both the men and the women came out with a positive winning record. We sent a few individuals to the ITA regionals where they showed some success, more on the men's side than the women. But their full MIAA schedule comes in the spring, so they actually also go down south. They will go to Florida for a few matches over spring break, and then they'll come back up here and hit the ground running with MIAA play.
Well, ice hockey underway now, more of a winter sport, but we had two hockey players in here, one from the women's, one from the men's team. Seem to be doing very, very well here at Adrian College.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you talked with Mackenzie and Matt earlier for the ACHA side of things. I mean, both those programs are being successful once again. Both of them looking to bring home another national championship for a second year in a row. So we're rooting for that. And then the NCAA teams, both of them ranked in the top 10. The men ranked sixth as of today. Those rankings came out this afternoon.
Okay. Did they go down a couple?
They went up. They went down since the beginning of the year, but they moved up a spot since last week.
Okay.
And then the women are number four in the country right now. They just moved up a spot. They were five last week. So.
Okay. And, of course, the women won the tournament down in Florida over the weekend. I had a chance to watch that on ACTV, and they played very, very well.
Yeah, they did. It was against two other ranked teams. The first game is against Trinity out of Connecticut. They're ranked number 12. We beat them 3-1, had three different goal scorers in that game. One girl scored her first collegiate goal, freshman Curly Carpenter, so that was a good one for her. And then the second day we went out and played number 8 Utica in the championship. We beat them 3-2. It was neck and neck the whole way, and we scored a goal. Riley Johnson actually had two goals in the game. Her second one was the game winner in the third, so put us over the top there.
And they've got a tough opponent coming up this weekend at the Arrington.
Yes, number one Wisconsin River Falls comes to town.
Go for it all.
Yep, we played them twice last year, once in the regular season at their place. We lost 7-5, which for the number one team versus another top five ranked team game to be 7-5 is wild. But then we met up again in the NCAA national semifinal game, also at their place. We had them on the ropes for a while. We had the lead, and then a couple goals in the third snuck by us, and they were able to beat us and knock us out of the tournament. So the girls are definitely hunting revenge. And I mean, from last year's team, only we had 3 5th years that are gone. Otherwise, that entire senior class is back. So I know they're hunting revenge, and we got them for two games this weekend.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, and I know that's a special day for all colleges to have folks donate to the cause.
Yeah, definitely. There's plenty of different ways you can do it. You can donate to just the athletic department as a whole, just the college as a whole. You can break it down to a specific sports team you want to donate to. I mean, any donation counts, as little as it could be, as large as it can be. I know we have an anonymous donor that's doing some matches, so some kind of competition play. First team to get to this many donors, first team to raise this amount of money, we'll get a little bit of a bonus here and there. So the teams are competing against each other, and you can go to adrianbulldogs.com, you can go to adrian.edu. There's many different ways to donate, but it does everyone's donation does such great things for our athletes.
Absolutely.
And the students. I mean, just helping them out, get gear, getting them travel, go on an exciting trip for spring break, something like that.
Yep.
But it really helps the college experience for these students.
A lot of construction going on around campus. Of course, we know about the dome over there by the baseball field, rugby field taking shape. And what's this hockey arena extension?
Yeah, so we've finally, it's taken a few years, but we've raised enough money building an extension onto the ice arena. It's going to be called the Champion Center, and it's going to be kind of an area where there'll be a player's lounge, a warm-up shooting area for our NCAA hockey teams, and then there'll be a nice film room with theater seating, and then also an alumni suite that'll be able to look out over the ice. So, yeah, it's kind of a big project, and we're hoping to break ground in that second semester. I've heard that we are breaking ground on that second semester once the snow melts, it gets a little warmer.
Any word of another sheet of ice here at Adrian College?
I don't think logistically we could make it work, but I know our rink staff and our rink manager does a great job with our seven hockey teams and synchronized and figure skating teams as well, all on one sheet of ice.
All right. Well, we've got UW River Falls at home this weekend, and number one whiteout for 2024.
Yep, we're promoting the game as a whiteout, trying to get as many people to pack the stands. You know, the women's hockey team, when we went to River Falls, probably about 80% of their fans were students. So we're trying to get our student bodies out there, different teams to come support them, and we're encouraging everyone to wear white and hope to make the Arrington Ice Arena a little intimidating for the number one team in the country and hand them their first loss in over a year and a half now.
I'm planning to attend that game. My wife said, I don't think you have anything white, Pat. You got to find something.
We'll find something for you.
Yeah, all right. Well, Mike, it's been a pleasure being out here at Frickers with you and all these student athletes, and a lot of great things going on here at Adrian College.
Yeah, definitely. So thanks for all you guys do in promoting us, and we love the connection we have with the Cave.
All right, go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
That's going to about wrap things up here from Frickers, located on South Main Street in Adrian. Once again, tonight the specials, $6 personal pitchers. We have 79-cent wings. And, of course, tomorrow the lunch special, $6.99, includes a drink. It's good Monday through Friday from 11 till 2. On Tuesdays, we have 89-cent wings. Wednesdays, $7.99 sirloin steak dinner. Thursdays, $7.99 frickin' chicken chunks. That's going to wrap it up here from Frickers on South Main Street in Adrian. For AC All Access, Pat Hayes, thanking our studio engineer tonight, Josh Mitchell, saying so long from Frickers in Adrian.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers in Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.